The first way to analyze your survey data is to use paper and pencil, or what some may call a traditional approach for the non-digital native. For some teachers, technology is overwhelming. Other teachers just prefer the tangible feeling of manipulating paper in analysis. No matter what your reason is, analyzing surveys using paper and pencil is an effective approach to survey analysis. When analyzing using paper and pencil, the most important part is to make sure you are using a copy of your survey data. Never use your original copies. Once you have your copies, it's best to group your surveys by question. The design of your survey is most indicative of how you should analyze the data. If your survey is short, you could create a chart with the questions on the left-hand column and space to create a tally chart on the right-hand column. If your survey has several questions, it might be best to take scissors and cut up your surveys by question. Just make sure that your questions are all numbered so that when you cut the paper, you know which questions belong together. Once your surveys are all cut by question, create piles so that each question has its own pile. This means that all of the responses to question 1 are in one pile, all of the responses to question 2 are in another pile, and so on. If you are conducting your surveys using paper and pencil, stop now and organize your data.